Welcome to Pisces Rising.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Heather.
We want to talk about astrology with you.
Go deep or go home.
Hey y'all, we just realized that it is the 50th episode of Pisces Rising and it's also our 2-year anniversary.
So we're super excited about this and we just wanted to give an extra thanks to all our listeners. We love documenting how many people listen and get excited every month as the number goes up. And thank you so much. We're gonna keep going with this.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep listening.
We love you all.
Thanks for listening. We're here to get all deep about Pisces, where the water runs deep.
Yeah, it's a Pisces season now, and we want to talk to you a bit about what it's like when the sun is in Pisces, the ruling planet of Pisces, Neptune, and all the energy that that will bring for you and for all of us this month.
And this might be a thing. Neptune just happens to be in Pisces now and for the next 10 years, which is a long time, but the idea of the podcast and future other podcasts is also to talk about how the sun corresponds with the ruling planet of that sun sign. So it's just a little deeper in getting to know the actual sign.
Yeah. So the ruling planet will add its own flavor or flair to the sun while the sun is in that particular sign.
So with Neptune ruling Pisces and now the sun being in Pisces, Neptune is such a planet about dissolve, letting go, and unconditional love. It's very different than the sun, which is about personality, identity, and the overall collective consciousness as the sun moves from one sign to another. So with the ruling planet being in Pisces, and also this has been the past 11 years, I think, the sun has been in Pisces. It's been going on for a long time.
Do you mean Neptune's been in Pisces?
Neptune, yeah.
Yeah, so Neptune really does spend a long time in a single sign. It's considered a generational planet, meaning everyone born within a certain like 12-year period will have that in their birth chart. So it's more of an ongoing theme that's kind of being unveiled throughout humanity that's creating larger shifts, but it's not really all happening overnight. It's more of an extended process with those outer planets.
However, when the Pisces energy is amplified, it's a really great way to see and understand the power of Neptune, because now we have so much going on in Pisces that the Pisces energy is completely amplified. And it's amplified to a Neptunian energy of dissolve. So you might be noticing all the disasters going on in the world right now. And I think that this is the energy of things coming to an end before we go back into Aries, where Neptune will remain in Pisces, but the sun will be in Aries. So there won't be that intense conjunction or overwhelming wave of emotion or ending.
Yeah, I mean, looking at what's going on in Pisces right now, we have the sun, we have Neptune, we have Jupiter all in Pisces, and those are all pretty positive. I mean, would you say Neptune's a positive planet? I think I would.
I think it can be whatever you want it to be because it's so elusive that you can kind of program it, but whatever it is, it's going to be extreme. It can make things feel extremely positive or extremely negative. Because Neptune could also be like starting a project or like, okay, I'm going to start a film. I'm going to, you know, make this movie and you get the funding. And then it just like never happens. Like things cannot happen with Neptune.
That's true. It's the dissolve is really the key word there. So having those three planets or those three planetary bodies in Pisces is going to really amplify, because if you think about it, the sun, Jupiter, Neptune, all very large planets that kind of take over wherever they're at. So right now we're having maybe more of a Pisces season than normal.
Yeah.
Like it's an exaggerated Pisces.
And then we're going to have Mercury go into Pisces and then Venus, not Mars though.
No, Mars is still in Capricorn.
So just some things to like really keep in mind is the ground.
Yeah.
there's a really floaty feeling to all this Piscean energy. And it is so floaty, especially for the people that are Pisces or water signs, which, yes, may absolutely handle this energy way better with your water sign placements. It's very much a float away. I don't want to deal with the intensities of what's going on, maybe not necessarily taking action as, you know, the wars start or the with like what's going on with the pandemic, with the big world events. I personally find the last two signs, Aquarius and Pisces, energy and placements, to be the pretty forgiving and not caring and almost like ascending above and knowing where the like peace and hope is, because they're a little more radical in their thoughts. And as they're their last zodiac signs, they kind of like rise above these intensities and therefore a physical action to remedy the energy and bring it to a place of peace or healing, that step could be skipped because of the individual's inner peace or healing that they already feel. They might not necessarily realize they need to radiate it or share it with other people and kind of keep floating in a different direction that's a little bit away from humanity and a little more alien-like.
Is that kind of like spiritual bypassing? Sort of?
A little bit, yes. But I don't necessarily think it's like ignoring. It's like when you're at the end of the signs, you've gone through it all and you're fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
So I think that it is a little bit of like a bypassing or ignoring because you want to feel good and remain that good feeling. But what really should happen is that good feeling, that feeling of vibing higher, needs to be with other people so they can feel what's possible. So yeah, it's a responsibility of service because those signs do want to serve. At least Pisces want to serve.
Yeah.
Aquarians may want to lead a little more than serve.
Well, they want to see the change implemented in humanity, but they might not necessarily want to be the ones to take action. They want to inspire others to take action. I feel like that's more the Aquarian way.
Yeah. They're like cheerleaders to make the change. And right. They have the vision.
But they don't always have the ability to kind of get down and get to work just because their scope is so broad. It can be hard to focus on one task or another. But yeah, Pisces is probably, it's the most elusive sign because it's so empathic and absorbent that when we're in Pisces season, we may find that our boundaries are looser. Our auric fields are more large and kind of melding with one another. You can really feel the collective feeling with a bit more ease during Pisces season, especially this Pisces season with the Sun and Jupiter and Neptune all in Pisces.
The moon is also just about to go into Pisces in a couple days.
That's
too
true. We're gonna have our new moon this week. That new moon in Pisces is going to be pretty powerful and potent considering all that's going on. We can talk more about that in a second, but it's going to be, as Heather said, you know, I've been thinking more and more about, oh, is Neptune a positive planet? Well, Pisces, yeah, it can be really positive, but it can also be really negative because it's so absorbent. So it kind of depends on what's it around, what container is it in at this point. You might find that during Pisces season, you maybe need to spend more time around people that make you feel good because, again, we're all very absorbent right now. There's a lot going on in the world collectively, and trying to, you know, uplift others might only go so far. So just remember to take care of yourself and put up boundaries if need be.
And right now, Neptune is absorbing the Sun and the Sun is absorbing Neptune because they are in the same place and they're in a very watery place. So there's not a huge anchor at all. There's not really grounding, but all this energy, it almost reminds me of like guts coming out. Or I've used this example before, like when you're absorbing so much, it's going to absorb the color of the water. So is your water going to be brown shit water or like gold water? It's going to just really pick up and then become that whole color because it's so absorbent. So you can choose what you're absorbing. As this energy goes with all this Pisces energy, you're who you're next to, really. Yep. Even if you're a freaking earth sign and have like 10 planets in Earth. And I've seen those charts. This Pisces energy is so overwhelming right now. And I did just look at the current planets. They are still, Mars and Venus are still in Capricorn because we had that Venus retrograde, which just stuck it in Capricorn for a long time. But what I'm now realizing is, as we go through and leave this Pisces season, when the sun goes into Aries and Taurus, the Mars and the Venus are going to go into Taurus. So, and the Neptune is still going to be, sorry, the Mars and the Venus is going to go into Pisces. The Neptune is still going to be in Pisces. Jupiter will still be in Pisces. So this Pisces energy that we're feeling right now with this extreme Neptune energy is going to continue. It's just going to be different than the sun reflecting it, but it's still going to be as potent and powerful as the sun, because then we're going to go into four planets in Pisces by the end of Aries season.
Yeah, it's a big year for Pisces. I think that probably that will shift when Jupiter moves into Aries. It moves in, I think, in like June for at least a couple months before retrograding back. So that will maybe shake it up a little bit, and there might be a bit more fire behind our actions at that point, but then it slides back into Pisces. So overall, I would say 2022 is a big Pisces year.
Yep. And it's also about finding the inner peace. That's really important right now. Your inner peace, the inner peace of the world, it's still there through all this shit. And really, that's where Neptune is at its best. It is unconditional. It doesn't judge. The sun can get a little judgy, but with all this Pisces Neptune influence, it's not likely to go that route, especially when the sun conjuncts Pisces. I'm sorry, especially when the sun conjuncts with Neptune. There's that energy is just going to be vibratory. You are going to vibrate. You have a chance of feeling it and feeling it in your bones in this like way of unconditional love and acceptance and truly finding out what is important. Relationships, you know, not the material world. It's probably a horrible time to invest your money right now because these are the things that don't matter. Pisces brings out what truly matters because it brings out your soul's path. So does Neptune, so does the sun, so does the fucking universe. So as all the planets go into this Pisces energy together, it's going to be a little Jesus Christ feeling or a little like, I will, you know, die for my freedom or die for my sins, because the truth of what's important is resonating so bad. And to be unconditional, I need to let go of all this material as I see it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's hard to fake it when you're in Pisces season. You kind of can't pretend to care about certain things. Like they fall by the wayside. There's a certain, it's like you notice that there's an emptiness if you're, you know, just paying attention to the external, like manifestations of things. So you want to pay more attention to the meaning behind them, the intention behind them, the feeling behind them. And that's where working on your own inner peace is going to be such a crucial part, because the thing with Pisces season is you can't put all of that on your external environment, because it starts internally and then reflects outward. That's kind of the way that Pisces works, the way that Neptune works. It's sort of like a reflective mirror. So if you're just looking at the water, you're going to get lost in that illusion and you're not going to be able to find your way back. So spending, or maybe you will, but it's going to take a while. So spending time working on your own inner peace, working on your own thoughts, getting your own vibration in line is going to help, because then it will start to tune the people around you. Then you're not going to be as affected by other people's bad moods and absorb them. If you can hold your own kind of frequency, your own vibratory rate, then you can start to impact others positively just by being around them.
That was perfect. I need to add to that.
Okay.
So Neptune, which just reminded me this, is also the planet of not caring. Caring but not caring. It's unconditional, but you don't necessarily care what people think or what somebody else is doing. You're not judging or analyzing another situation. There's really no analyzing in Neptune. It's just an emotion of bliss. So in that way, yes, so positive. So we're all looking to people. As a Pisces, as a double Pisces myself, almost at the critical degree. I think it's 20. I'm a 27, 26 rising, 27 sun, almost 28, 26 ascending. Relationships and who you're around is very absorbent. So I specifically look for people that hold me up. And if you're not in that energy of people holding you up or vibing with somebody that matches your vibration and you're empathetic, it's really going to wear you down. So even doing things like, you know, just allowing and creating a space of, okay, this feels good. This person feels good. I'm going to gravitate towards them. This person feels bad. I'm going to take space from them. And then also nature. Go hug a fucking tree and then become that tree, because a tree is ancient. It is wise. It's been there a long time. It sends messages to the mushroom and to their baby little trees. It's really connected and really rooted. And as if you have a lot of Pisces energy, or while the sun in Neptune and all these other planets are going in Pisces, pick what you want to absorb. Do you want to be a whale? Do you want to, you know, there's this Pisces joke, I'm a mermaid. You know, but it's true. There can be truth to it if you shapeshift that vibration into the light that you want to be or what you want to become. So really think of what you want to become and allow yourself to feel it and let go, because the energy of dissolve is so easy right now. Let go of those intensities that are bogging you down. And in order to do that, you really need to be fearless. You really need to be ready. A lot of times people will hold on to grief because they don't want to let go of the pain, because they feel like they're going to let go of somebody they really loved and then lost the body, but they're also letting go of the love, or in the many ways that you can grieve. There's a gripping, there's a holding on. Mm. But when you actually let go of that grief, that's very Piscean. You let it go, you open your heart, and the energy of receiving that kind of or collective consciousness becomes so much easier, because you have space for it and you're not tethered by gripping on to the memory of something.
That's beautiful. I love that.
I had no idea that was going to come out of my mouth.
That's amazing.
Like, I just learned something from myself. That was great.
That's super inspirational. Yeah. So Pisces has some high lessons for sure. There's a lot of beautiful things that we can come to. And it's also a really great time for sending out collective healing, because Pisces and Neptune are all about kind of this collective unconscious energy, this feeling that we're all united, we're all one. So it's a really good time to send out healing globally, universally, doing meditations, lighting candles. All of that is going to be well received during this time because of the absorbency of everyone's energetic fields. The earth is kind of open to that healing, maybe more than it would be in like a fire sign or an earth sign. It's just very, like the gates are open basically for that type of thing. There was something else I wanted to mention. Do you look at the deacons much when you're doing astrology?
That's the ruling planet.
Like the splitting up the degrees, like.
Oh, the decan. Yeah. Sorry. Decans. I call them decans.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I actually know how to pronounce it. So.
Yes. Decans. Oh yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
For many reasons, they also correspond with the minor arcana.
Yeah.
The 2, 3, and 4 of cups is like the, you know, Cancer 10 degrees, Cancer 20 degrees, Cancer 30 degrees. So it helps get the velocity of what's really going on in the readings if you know those. And the more you go into the sign, the more you are of it. So I do think that that's very important. And I've just noticed in my own charts, I have a couple 15 degrees right in the middle. And as much as I don't like my Cancer moon, I'm relieved that it's at 15 degrees, because it's at least not extreme. I think it's very important to look at that, to see how much you are, how far away you are from the cusp.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so the three decans of Pisces, so the 0 to 9 degree is ruled by Neptune. So that's like classic prime Pisces. That's basically the energy when you think about Pisces. But then 10 to 19 degrees is ruled by the moon. So that's going to have that reflective quality to it. And then 20 to 29 degrees is ruled by Pluto. So that has the energy of transformation. That's that dissolve energy that like kind of pulls the tide out and pulls whatever back with it. So
what was the first one again?
The first one's Neptune. Okay. So that's like the prime.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's all that's another flavor. So if you have any planets in Pisces, you can kind of look and see what degree they're at. And then that's like, yes, Neptune rules over all of Pisces, regardless of what degree it's at, but that's another flavor that you can add. And also while the sun is in Pisces, we can be like, okay, right now it's at whatever degree it's at, and then be like, okay, we're in the time of this decan. I keep calling it decan. What degree?
It might be that. I don't know. I think I've heard the Leo King say decan.
I think
or
decan.
Decant or something that. The sun is now in 10 degrees, so okay. We're going into the second.
So we're in the moon phase, or this is the moon decan of Pisces. So that's going to add in some intuitive qualities, some receptivity, some flow.
The other thing to mention is that Jupiter, who used to rule Pisces, and now it's Neptune, both of these planets are in a way about ascending. They're in a way about evolving and not taking anything personally, and that resonance that I was just talking about that you feel in the body when something is right or something is okay for you, that vibration of like limitless possibilities or nothing is wrong right now and I'm not being held down. It's really the vibration of unconditional love. But with the Jupiter also being in Pisces right now, I mean, I think we've really clarified how much Piscean energy is going on right now. And if you think back a couple of years when all that energy was in Capricorn and Aquarius, let's say the past 5 years where there's been a bunch of planets in Cap and Aquarius together and then separate, you really can feel the energy of the seriousness of Capricorn or the radicalness of Aquarians. So now that the energy is going towards this extreme of Piscesness, what you're going to be feeling is really, again, not about holding on, but about letting go. And the extremeness of it is going to be how much will die if you hold on, because it will just slip through the fingers so fast. It was going to be way easier to hold on when all that shit was in Cap, even in Aquarius, because Aquarius is fixed and Neptune has been in Pisces for a really long time. So the influence of that with the sun right now is even amplifying when we had the stelliums in Aquarius and the stelliums in Capricorn. But what's being amplified is dissolve, is water. And then having that old ruling planet, Jupiter, also be in Pisces, it's time to rise. Mm. Now is the time to like rise up and let everything go. This is going to be hard for people who have plans. And I'm not saying don't do your plans or don't go with them. I'm just saying to try to make everything fluid.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Going with the flow, receptivity in general. It's very, very much about kind of riding the wave of Pisces. And you can't really control or fight a wave. You just have to ride it. You have to follow it where it goes.
It's really funny. Pisces, I'm not a fan of that sign, even though I am one and have a lot. I just always found them like kind of lushy and just too elusive. And I don't dislike them. They're just like not my favorite sign. But this year, as things go into Pisces, I'm having a greater respect of it, because letting go is the most powerful thing you can do. And now that I see that and kind of unravel and I'm trying to like let go myself, it just allows a filling up and a receiving that feels more loving and honest than I've ever experienced with myself, like me and treating myself that way. And then also because of doing that, receiving a kind of respect or love for others that doesn't feel as tethered or like there's expectations going on.
Yeah.
And I like the undoing, and I'm understanding Pisces in a different way. The like the lushy, like deeper, elusive, confused Pisces. I'm understanding why now, because I feel like there is a bit of suffering in that for sure, but it's a suffering that they can handle. Pisces can really handle a lot. They're known for being sensitive and weak, but I am really thinking differently about that because their sensitivity rules them and they can handle emotions from other people that even the other people can't have because of that acceptance and that love. And it is definitely like hard to live that way. It's not about taking the easy way out, but they can do it very, very naturally.
Mm. Yeah, Pisces can hold a lot. I think that's probably why some of them turn to being, you know, luscious or trying to escape, because they hold so much. They're constantly taking on the burdens of others without being asked to, just because of how deeply they feel and how much they know instinctively and intuitively. So letting go, yeah, can be, I know in our society, sometimes letting go is seen as weakness or failure, but I think that letting go can sometimes be the wisest thing, because it frees you up to receive what's going to match you better now. And it denotes a certain faith, which I think is a kind of a key word of Pisces, is faith. Yeah. And trust.
I have a question for you. Do you think that the absorbing, how do I word this? Like, say if I'm absorbing somebody next to me, my vice would be pop. And I feel the shellac. Do you think the energy of doing the substance comes from absorbing the toxins from others and wanting to get it, or the fact that you allowed yourself to absorb it?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's, yeah, that's kind of like a chicken or an egg type of situation. Yeah, I think that with that, It could be either, depending on the Pisces. Maybe they've gone through trauma. They've been around people that hold trauma that then continue to act it out. So then they escape, try to escape the trauma in whatever way they can. Or, yeah, maybe it's like feeling as though they are,
because they're not actually dissolving it. They're making it their own. Even with the escapism, they might make it their own and then escape from somebody else's trauma.
Exactly. But they're still claiming it in their space without knowing it. Yeah.
And needing to process it. Because I've definitely done that myself. And, you know, like at the end of the day, for many years, I was like, how do I not fucking feel this? But now that I'm around less people or people of my choosing, it's like, I want to feel this. I want to get close to you because I like your light.
Yeah.
And I want to feel that light. And I don't even know for myself when I did it, why it was. If it was like I was processing someone else and my body absorbed it and I just needed to piss it out. Or if I was like, oh my God, this person is kind of a mess and I want them to be better so I can be better.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it comes from a deep sadness. And I mean, in some way, yeah, it's trying to like escape from the density of the world and like the heaviness of being in this plane. I feel like Pisceans in general are very connected to other worlds and other realms. And so I think sometimes they will turn to drugs and alcohol to kind of keep a foot in those other realms. Like if they aren't, you know, maintaining a spiritual practice, or if they aren't in an environment that encourages those things, then that might be a means that they use to kind of keep a foot in another realm, although it might not be the best realm that they end up in.
The other thing too, and it's funny you just said keep a foot in another realm, because why the hell are Pisces ruled by the feet?
That's so funny. They're so ungrounded.
Yeah, and they're fish. They like live in the water. So, you know, what is the feet? But yeah, maybe it's to have a foot in this world and a foot in the other world.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of looking at it, because you're right.
And the signs go in order.
Yeah, because Aries is the head all the way down to Pisces being the feet.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, do you have anything else you want to add about Pisces season?
You know what? I'm going to give some stone suggestions just because of the Neptune and the sun in Pisces. Labradorite, black tourmaline, anything grounding, because with the Neptune conjunct the sun, or getting ready to conjunct the sun and all that's going on, I think it's going to be really easy to have an out-of-body experience and to escape. And if you're anchored, you can have that experience within your own body and feel the high vibration on the ground instead of above it.
Yeah, because escaping will just kind of keep you from being able to process your emotions and move forward. It will kind of keep them locked there and will make it hard to really integrate and move on. So yeah, that's a great idea.
And probably keep the substances and stuff going if you do try to escape that way.
Yeah. Or
that. Because even if you're not a Pisces now, I mean, it's the end of winter, at least in New England, you know, there's a lot going on. It's like I think addiction level gets higher during this season.
Yeah, it's like seasonal affective stuff, and people are just kind of sick of it, and they want spring, they want more sunlight, and in general, yeah, I bet people are feeling a little more depressed this time of year. So, yeah, Labradorite is a great stone for Pisces in general, but anyone who's sensitive and empathic, because it helps if you're type of person to absorb other people's energies. It kind of keeps that intuitive gift going, but makes it so that you're not taking on other people's pain. Like, you're aware of it so you can help them and heal them, but you're not going to feel it in your own body. All right, well, keep sending in your suggestions to us. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Good one, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Pisces Rising. You can find us on Instagram at Pisces Rising Podcast, email us piscesrisingpodcast@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Have a magical day.